What is up, guys, and welcome to an edition of the Market Marauder Show. Be the market one trade at a time. Hope everybody's having a great week out there, able to lock in some trades. All right, so today, kind of a different type of video out here at Normandy Dam. Going to be giving you a pre-week watch list of some things that I'll be watching. It's earnings seasons again, so I'm going to be going over some of the earnings that'll be this week. There are tons to go over. And then going to be talking briefly about what is going on with Twitter. So first, on Monday, we have ticker sign NXP for NXP Semiconductor. That will be leading the week on Monday. Then Tuesday, we've got a pretty big day. We got Verizon, General Motors, 3M, Spotify, Microsoft, Shopify, and Visa all reporting their earnings on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, we have Boeing, Coca-Cola, Meta, and QuantumScape. That's going to be a pretty big week, in my personal opinion, just because Meta, with their threads that they came out with, that's been a huge ordeal between Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk, kind of battling for the social media empire and trying to be the number one social media platform out there. Next, on Thursday, we have McDonald's, Southwest, MasterCard, Crocs, Ford, Intel, and Roku. And those will all be reporting Thursday. And then finally, to wrap up the week, we have ExxonMobil, Procter & Gamble, Chevron, and Colgate-Palmolive. So let's jump into some of the things that are going on with Twitter. So definitely a very interesting kind of article that I saw that came out today. And so Elon Musk said he was looking to change Twitter's logo, tweeting, "And soon we shall bid adieu to the Twitter brand and gradually all of its birds." So talking about getting rid of the signature blue bird, which kind of encompasses Twitter, what everybody came to know as the signature for Twitter. In a post around midnight, the social media platform billionaire owner added, if a good enough X logo is posted tonight, we will make it go live worldwide tomorrow. Elon Musk also posted an image of an X flickering, and later in the Twitter space, audio chat replied yes when asked if the Twitter logo will change, adding that it should have been done a long time ago. So definitely some huge moves being made in the Twitter world overall. I think this is just him kind of combating, trying to make Twitter a lot fresher and newer to compete with Instagram and Facebook, which is Mark Zuckerberg's bread and butter. So under Elon Musk's kind of reign since he bought Twitter in October, the company has changed its business name to X Corp, reflecting the billionaire's vision to create a super app like China's WeChat. The company did not immediately respond to the request for the comment, but Twitter's website says its logo depicting a blue bird is our most recognizable asset. That is why we're so protective of it. Also, is what they added. The bird was temporarily replaced in April by Dogecoin's Shiba Inu dog, helping to drive the surge for the meme coin's coin value. The company came under a widespread criticism from users and marketing professionals when Musk announced earlier this month that Twitter would limit how many tweets per day various accounts can read. The daily limit helped in the growth of Meta-owned rival service Threads, which crossed 100 million signups within 5 days of launch. Twitter's most recent complication was a lawsuit filed on Tuesday claiming the firm owes at least $500 million in severance pay to former employees, since Musk acquired it and has laid off more than half of its workforce. So definitely some things that Twitter will have to do in the future to compete with Meta. Ultimately, you know, Meta, when they changed their name, it really wasn't the biggest social media platform. There are still a lot of people who are kind of up in the air. You still have Truth Social, I think is the name of the social media platform that Donald Trump is sponsoring or did sponsor. And so that was kind of one that was being revolutionary. There were some censorship issues as far as what things would be can be seen on Twitter versus what can be seen on Meta and other platforms. So kind of the social media and freedom of speech war has been raged, or has been raging on for a while. And Elon Musk, when he first bought Twitter, was kind of one of the champions about freedom of speech, you know, pulling back some of those existing accounts that had been deleted in the past, and then going back and telling people how the actual app had worked on the back end. So definitely going to be interesting. Like I said earlier, Meta does have an earnings this week. So going to be looking to see, since, you know, this weekend you have Twitter changing its logo to X, and then going to have Meta's earnings this week. That's going to be something that's very interesting for the social media world in general. So definitely a very interesting week. Drop a comment down below. Tell me which of those companies that you will be looking at this week. I'll try to put some of the names and some of the tickers down in the description below. Like, comment, subscribe, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Peace.